Okay, so today we have Amy V speaking on nature. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much, Andy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone, wherever you are in the world. My name is Amy B. I am a chaos creator, controller, fixer, among other things. And I'm very, very grateful to be here today. I want to thank Sally for inviting me to speak. Thank you, my friend. I love you. It's an honor, and a responsibility to carry a message. I am recovered in another fellowship. My primary fellowship is OA. I come from the food, and I'm going to qualify. The way that I learned how to share my story was first to qualify. So I'm going to qualify in the chaos and the controlling and the fixing. I was solid in recovery in the food. No, a miracle had taken place for me, and I'm not going to qualify in that fellowship, but I suffice to say that a miracle had taken place, an obsession had been removed. And I was not, I think of it as I nailed the front door shut to my addictive instincts. I nailed it shut, or God nailed it shut. It got nailed shut. It shut. And my disease found its way in through the basement and the side windows and the attic, because it is the nature of my defects, not necessarily the defects themselves or how they manifest or what I run to from which to escape them. So there I am, I thought recovered, working a super strong program, giving service, sponsoring, being in meetings, working the steps. A huge part of my life, the main part of my life. And there had been a lot of things that had not been addressed, I realize, in my initial addiction. And I think what this process had taught me, I went through the BBA process for chaos creating, and what it really showed me was that I had a lot less agnosticism when it came to the food. I was really willing to surrender that. I really wanted it to be removed. I saw how I was powerless, so powerless. And I was really ready to let go of my agnosticism when it came to that. The other things, I am a person who I'm a chaos creator. I'm a chaos creator, and I don't know if I was born that way or if I became that way, but I am. And getting rid of the thing that I ran to when I created chaos did not stop me from creating chaos. So there I was, marching along in my recovery, telling my story, losing so much weight, keeping it off years and years. And I found myself unable to, my life was becoming unmanageable again. My life was becoming unmanageable again. And I threw myself into my program. I threw myself into service more. And for every mistake that I made, I thought I could pay penance. And my chaos got a hold of it. My fear got a hold of it. And the nature, ooh. So this, I got into this. I was sitting with a friend, a fellow, a trusted fellow from my primary fellowship, fallen apart, unable to get through a sentence without crying, much less an hour. And I said to her, "You know, I am in so much pain, but at least I'm not in food. I'm not thinking about eating. I'm not, So that's a miracle, right? That's a miracle. I mean, I'm hurting so bad, but I haven't once thought about food. So like, that's good, right? And she leaned across the table and she was so much love in her eyes. And she said to me, have you ever heard of the program for chaos creators, controllers, and fixers in the Big Book Awakening? I said, what? She sent me the checklist. And, I started to think about something in a way that I never had before. And I was sent to the workshop, and I am so blessed that I was able to get into a workshop that had just started. I was a couple weeks late, but I was under the wire and I could still get in. And I was so grateful because I needed it so bad, and it came at exactly the right time. And I see God in all of that. So I'm going to sort of skip ahead a little bit to the topic, which is nature, which I touched on a little bit. I am sure I have heard about the nature of our wrongs, the nature of our character a million billion times. I go to big book meetings. I write. I heard, I saw, I recognized something hit me differently. I had looked at the wording of step five, admitted to God, ourselves, and another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. And I had focused on, or I had been attracted to, the word admit, which doesn't just mean to tell the truth, sometimes reluctantly. It also means to allow in. And I thought about how beautiful that was, that I am admitting, I am allowing in myself, God, and another human being. So I don't have to be alone when facing the exact nature of my wrongs. And the other thing that I saw in that was that we admit the nature of our wrongs, our part, what is our side of it, not necessarily what happened to us or how we feel about it or whatever. Again, this is prior to BBA, so I knew what I knew. And this time, nature came out at me. And I looked up the word nature. I love words. And I looked up the word. God uses words, I believe, to get my attention. I looked up nature, and nature is something that is inherent in its character, which cannot be changed. The nature of something cannot be changed. If I plant an apple seed, I only get an apple tree. Doesn't matter if I plant an organic apple seed, or if I water it in the morning, or if I water it in the afternoon, or if I have automated tools, or if I follow the almanac, I'm only able to grow apples. God is only able to grow apples from an apple seed. The nature of it cannot be changed. The nature of my wrongs, the nature of my defects, the character in it inherent that cannot be changed. The fear and the delusions. That fear can only grow delusions. That's its nature. One of my things, one of my expressions of my chaos is like, this, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. Let me do it, I'll do it. Give me a spreadsheet, give me a project, give me, and I mean, this is in program. Let me help, let me help, let me help, let me help. I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. Here, see, and yeah, sure, I want people to love me, but I am like, I can do this. My brain works so fast. My brain works so fast. The nature of that fast is grown out of fear. I'm looking for information. I'm looking to get ahead of something. I'm looking to control something. To the nature of my fast brain cannot be changed. And I was talking with a fellow recently, and she said, but isn't that a gift from God? And I said, is it? I don't know. If I practice the piano for 9 hours obsessively every single day, I'll get a level of skill. I will. I'll get good at it. I might not be a natural talent, but I can force my will. And that's all that any of that was. So I came into this program thinking like I would find a way to get clean with that. I would find a way to use like my fast, obsessive, like skill for like seeing a whole bunch of things at once and organizing them. That like I would find like a God-connected way to use that. And what this showed me was that the nature of it is only going to grow chaos for me. For me, for today. And my agnosticism's the things, but that's who I am. I can't give that to God. I can't give that. I can't separate that. I'll have nothing left. I said early on in my homework group, like in step one day, I'm like, you're basically saying that I have to have a lobotomy. Like, I can't continue to exist. I don't know how to separate this out from who I am. That fear. I can't, the nature of it. I didn't want to give it up. I was so afraid to release it. And I just held on to it. And that agnosticism, just that's what opened the cellar door and attic and the windows. That unwillingness to let go of what I think I needed. Who I think I am, who I think I am, based on the reflections that I set up on how my chaotic world responds to me. I'm so, I'm looking at the time. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to look back on that because understanding that it's the nature of my disease, the nature of my wrongs, and it can't be changed. And I just have to be willing to let it be removed. And I don't know how to do that. So I just have to loosen my grip. And that's the getting rid of the agnosticism. That's the faith. I don't know how it gets removed, but I do believe in miracles. I do believe in magic. I believe the 12 steps is a spell. And I believe that all of these fellowships are a coven. We come together and we say the words with shared intention and individual experience and call upon something greater than ourselves to do for us what we cannot do alone. Please forgive me. I do not mean to speak for anybody else in terms of spirituality. But I am very grateful for the BBA, which has allowed me to make this book personal to me and my understanding of this. And I'm so grateful to be welcomed. God makes miracles because of nature. Because if I plant an apple tree, an apple seed, I always get an apple tree. An orange seed will always grow oranges. Deep down inside every person, adult and child, lies the fundamental idea of God. Deep down inside is that place where what gets planted grows. And I have planted fear my whole life. I have supplanted planting God grows God. That's the nature. It might not always look like I want it to, But I believe that. I have faith in that. I have gotten just, I thought I had recovery before I came to these rooms. That's my time. And I didn't have any idea what true agnosticism or what the nature of my wrongs looked like. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to share. I hope that I said something that was helpful. I love you, my family. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you for that wonderful share, Amy.